Hi, I'm Bruce Fagan, and I'm walking in the Rosebank section of Staten Island. It holds the roots of the Italian immigration that occurred here in the latter part of the 19th century. As a matter of fact, present-day Rosebank families can trace their origins primarily to towns in Italy's Apulia, Calabria, and Campania regions. In the early part of the 20th century, immigrant men worked as laborers either in construction, on the railroad, or as longshoremen. In the 1930s, many Italian immigrants and their American-born children were employed in civil service jobs, some working on Works Progress Administration projects or as sanitation workers. Many Italians operated local factories, such as the now defunct DeYoung paper mill and the Sun Chemical dye plant, known locally as the Color Works. To help meet the challenge of living in the United States, Rosebank's Italian immigrants formed mutual aid societies which offered residents helpful benefits. These voluntary associations were responsible for introducing and organizing religious processions and street feasts in honor of the Virgin Mary and patron saints of Italian towns. One such association is the Our Lady of Mount Carmel Society. It was under the tenure, 1903 to 1914, of the Society's first president, Andrew J. Palma, that the organization purchased land and erected a meeting hall. In the 1920s, Vito Russo served as president, and in 1939, he was elected president for life. It was primarily his driving force that led to this structure, Our Lady of Mount Carmel Grotto. Begun in 1937, the collaborative efforts of many of the Society's members resulted in this extraordinary example of Italian-American folk art and tangible continuation of a deep-seated tradition of religious activity surrounding natural and man-made grottos. This serpentine grotto is built out of stone blocks, brick, and cement. It has a central chapel housing a statue of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which is flanked by two wings. The grotto's surface is decorated with stones, shells, bicycle reflectors, marbles, and glass flowers inlaid in cement in a variety of shapes such as ovals, diamonds, crosses, and stars. Niches and shelves hold a host of Catholic saints such as St. Jude, St. Anthony of Padua, St. Anne, St. Lucy, and others. It is a feast for the eyes as well as the spirit. This location continues to be a place of beauty, inspiration, and faith to its residents, and the needs to maintain it are ever present. I'm Bruce Fagan for Partners in Preservation from American Express and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. You can vote to help fund the preservation of Our Lady of Mount Carmel Society of Rosebank and other historic sites by visiting partnersinpreservation.com.